everybody. Welcome back to the Jet Stream. My name's Jesse Finver, and with me, as always, my partner in crime, Connor Sheeran. Connor, damn, man, 4-3. Unbelievable, dude.
Like, what a weird path to get here, but we are 4-3. The Jets are 4-3.
A disgusting path to get here, honestly.
Yeah, no, you don't have to tell me twice.
So I want to just get right into it, because I honestly don't want to talk about this game that much because it was just so disgusting. But you were there.
I was there, unfortunately.
So let's hear about it. I want to hear all about it.
Well, I got the tickets from my buddy, who's a Giant fan. He has season tickets. He didn't have, you know, his parents couldn't go. So me and my dad went. And so it's me and him, me and my dad, the Jet fans, surrounded, you know, by Giant fans for the most part. And then it's just this, we started tailgating at 10 and it was like, okay. But then all of a sudden the skies open up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pouring. And we're like, all right, well, this is it for like the next, and the rain really didn't stop like all over the area for the next, 12 hours, it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting in there and game starts. We're sitting in there, our ponchos, just miserable. I'm looking over at my dad, this poor 71-year-old man, drove all the way up from his retirement house in Delaware to watch this fucking game in the rain.
So, did you have any fun? My brother went to this game. He was miserable. He's a Giants fan.
He
hated his life. He was so mad.
It was like one of the worst football games I've ever watched in my life. Even if you throw out the part of having to sit in the rain for 4 hours, because what it ended up being almost 4 hours, thanks to overtime. You watched it on TV. It was just an ugly, ugly game of football. It was the most exciting part that I saw. Well, that I saw was the Breece Hall touchdown, which I almost didn't even fully get to enjoy because there was a flag. And so I didn't realize at first. And your natural instinct, I mean, you know, the natural instinct as a Jet fan is if they get a great play and there's a flag on it, is to just immediately think it's coming back. So I didn't really get to fully enjoy it. But
I didn't even get to watch that one live. I was listening on the radio. And I don't remember if he mentioned the flag during like the actual call itself or if he said it afterwards, but he like sold the call. Like he like,
did he?
Yeah, he like, I thought it was a touchdown. I was like hyped up.
Nice.
So I didn't get that, but I totally like that. The flag part. And like, I felt that emotion.
Right.
Multiple times throughout the game that you felt there.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't even celebrate. Cause you're just like, wait, when's the other shoe dropping?
Right. And And I think the most exciting part of that play is if you go back and watch the replay, is that it didn't even look like it was going to turn into anything big.
It was a 1 yard check down.
And then Breece turned it into whatever that ended up being, a 50-yard touchdown or whatever it was. And then it was 7-3 for like the next two quarters. No one had a third down conversion. The Jets didn't get a third down conversion until there was 2 minutes left in the game. It was just like, it was a defensive slugfest, which we all kind of expected it to be, but it wasn't even really an exciting defensive slugfest. Sure, the Jets were getting some sacks, but then they were also committing dumb penalties. They gave up. They committed like 8 or 9 penalties. Some of them,
I mean, the rain
was just so dumb.
The rain definitely, like, it wasn't just like dumb penalties. The game was just so sloppy overall.
Yeah.
Like Zach missing Breece in the flat. Have you watched like the full game highlight video yet?
Yeah. I watched the replay, and when we were watching,
was it 4 minutes long or something? Like,
normally those highlight videos are like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That one was like, it barely cracked 9, I think.
Amazing.
There was just like nothing on offense for both teams really worth highlighting. But yeah, when Zach missed the throw in the flat, that was on our end of the field. So we really didn't see like what we kind of just thought he just missed it, just put it in the dirt, which he did. But at the same time, we were remembering, you know, we all kind of looked at each other and we're like, yeah, the ball's probably soaking wet. It was raining pretty hard by that point. Not to excuse it. It's still a throw he should make. But if he had made it, turns up field, Breece probably gets a ton of more yards. And then there's just a bunch of drops. Like Zach finished with 17 completions. And I think someone tracked it that there was like 7 or 8 drops. that these guys should have had. And it was just like, just the offense was not fun to watch. When the Giants scored their touchdown, they basically let them march down the field thanks to like two or three penalties that were just really dumb. And they let Tommy DeVito score a touchdown. They let him run that ball in.
Jermaine Johnson with that penalty.
Michael Clemens getting the offsides and the Giants punt from the back of their end zone. Mm-hmm. It was just sloppy, undisciplined play half the time on the part of the defense. But at the same time, they came up big at certain spots, got a bunch of sacks. I guess the other big storyline before the final 2 minutes, obviously, because that really was the story of the day, I guess, were the injuries. Jets' offensive line is now in shambles. It was like Connor McGovern went down, and where we were sitting, you couldn't really tell who it was, obviously, because we were in the upper deck. So you couldn't really see who it was. And finally, we were able to figure out it was McGovern, and we're like, all right, well, shit. And then, like, whenever it was later on, then you see the backup center goes down, and you're like,
Switzer.
He's playing center now. Like, we had no idea. I thought they brought in Thomas Hennessy. Like,
my brother, like, I realize now, like, I don't even know if, like, I was thinking about going to the game next weekend. I don't even know if I want to go to the game next weekend. Yeah. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like at the game, you're just so out of the loop. My brother was like, yo, like, is Tyrod coming back? I'm like, no, dude, he's in the hospital. He's like, he was like announcing to his row that Tyrod was in the hospital. Like, I don't know. I just feel like you're.
That's what it was. I looked over at my buddy when Darren Waller got hurt. I had no idea he was hurt. And then I looked down and my buddy had it. He was doing the, like, when you're in a pouring rain game and he's got the poncho on. Yeah. So he's just like looking down. You can't really see his face. And he just looks over at me. He's like, fucking Darren Waller's hurt. Yeah. I was like, so what happened? He's like, something with his hamstring. And then all of a sudden just it flashed on the screen that Darren Waller was out. And then same thing with Tyrod, because Tyrod got up and I kind of jogged off the field. So I just assumed he was going to be back in at some point. I didn't realize it was his ribs. But I totally agree with you. It's like you're so out of the loop on things. You have no idea. You're not getting any updates and stuff. And, you know, it used to be that way, obviously, before the internet, that you're just out of the loop and on waiting for the sideline reporter to give you an update. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't really take our phones out because of the rain. So you're kind of just really
And there's no service there anyway.
Actually, the only thing is that MetLife actually has pretty good Wi-Fi.
You know what they do?
The parking lots have, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Parking lots of shit. But the stadium itself actually has pretty good Wi-Fi. So we were getting their recaps there. But it was the final day, I guess I'll say about my experience there was watching the last, what we thought was the last drive. And when Zach got sacked on 4th and 10, I don't know. That was like the lowest I've seen my dad in person, because we haven't watched Jet games together in a while. Mm-hmm. You know, we just can't because he moved. So it's like that was like simultaneously it was silence, but I could also tell like underneath he was like fuming, not only just at Zach but at himself because he dive all this way.
So after that moment, right? So he feels that emotion. You're feeling what you're feeling, and you're sitting there. And Gano lines up the kick.
So that's the funny thing. We left. We walked out, and we didn't even see the next Giants drive. So we weren't in the state. We were still in the stadium. We were far enough away from like where we needed to leave. And then we heard that it's like, okay, well, Gano missed the field goal. The Jets somehow got the ball back. We saw that there was like 28 seconds left. And
tell me you walked over to like watch from the concourse.
Oh, we did. No, we were watching on a TV. We were like, the Jets have no timeouts left. There's 28 seconds. They'll maybe get the Giants will give them like an underneath pass and then they'll chuck a Hail Mary. That'll be the end of it. And they got the first one. They got to what, like the 50 or something. And we're like, okay, this is about what I was expecting.
And Kayvon was offsides on that play. Yes. That was huge. And that stopped the clock. That drive doesn't happen without
that. Basically an extra timeout.
It did give him an extra timeout. Yeah. They had to stop the clock.
Right. And then I know you've been at MetLife, but so like when you're walking around, like when they have the game on, those like TVs in the concourse. It's not right. like the broadcast from like CBS or Fox. It's just what the stadium is showing. So that was behind what was actually on the broadcast and what was happening on the field. So they were the, so we didn't even see like the completion to get them into field goal range. We missed that. And then we rushed over and we saw that there was a CBS broadcast in one of the gift shops going on. So we're standing there and we're watching it and we're all screaming. It's like, snap it, snap it, snap it. Like, fight it. They're doing everything and he gets it. And we're just all freaking out. I'm looking around at all the other Jet fans there, surrounded by Giant fans, because it was kind of hard to tell also, funnily enough, what the like differential was, because everyone was wearing ponchos. Mm-hmm. So it was like different colors. It was like yellow, red, pink, and
all. Yeah, I saw, I think it was DJ Reed, maybe. It was like, we need to see more green in the state. I'm like,
I was like, I don't know. I was wearing a blue poncho.
Everyone's like wearing yellow and black.
Yeah, like, it was impossible to tell. And then they tied it up, and then we're back in the stadium, and we watched overtime. And I'm sure,
where
like it was.
OT from? Where were you standing for OT?
I was on the opposite end where they kicked the field goal, so I
gotcha.
That made it even harder to tell if they
yeah.
made
it. Yeah, Jesus. It's just like Christ.
I'm glad it was all like everyone on TV apparently was in the same boat as the rest of us, because like
yeah, dude, it was so sketchy.
Yeah, then they played the replay and it like dinked off and went in. But we're at the other end. I thought, I was like slinked down in my seat and I thought he missed it. And then my friend, who's a Giant fan, he came over and he just hit me on the shoulder and he's like, he's fucking made it. And he's like, you know, all pissed off walking out. I looked over at my dad and he was like, that went in? I was like, I don't know, I guess. So we didn't really enjoy the field goal. It was such a weird end of that game. And also, it was like, you know, it was my friend's tickets. He like kind of drove me there. So I didn't really want to like
rub in his face.
I didn't want to like get into his face.
No, and like this is a game. Like, no Jets fan should be. Yeah, no Jets fan should be gloating after that win.
There was nothing to gloat about. Like Wilson got sacked, what, like five times? Dexter Lawrence had like 16 pressures. There was nothing to gloat about that win.
Yeah, let's see.
Something I could have like even laughed at in my friend's face about. It was absurd. It was, by the time I got home, I'm waiting on the train for NJ Transit, just soaking wet with everyone else. And all of a sudden, I think everyone started finding out about Kirk Cousins. So everyone's like, oh man, Kirk Cousins out for the season. Like, that's another thing.
So crazy. Can you imagine if we traded for Kirk Cousins and then he tore his Achilles?
Oh, I mean, we did do that. Like,
I know, but like, I'm just. Oh. But like if it happened again, like, oh my God.
We lost a third guy with an Achilles tendon now.
Yeah, I know. Al Woods. No? So, I mean, we're pretty set on the D-line though. We're all right. All right. So things I wanted to just point out. Dexter Lawrence is the best nose tackle in football.
He's unreal.
I don't think it's close. He only had one sack. He had five quarterback hits. He had 15 pressures. Kayvon Thibodeau had three sacks, three quarterback hits. He was awesome. This is a bit of a coming out party for him. He's up to like 7.5, 8.5 sacks. So our offensive line really struggled. Yeah. Obviously, losing, you know, you're on your third center in the pouring rain. I thought Zach handled it really well and helped this young kid along. Just kind of crazy. He's only in his third year and he's still so young. But like Zach's not like as baby face as he normally is. He's got grown a little facial hair.
Yeah, he's, you know? He ditched the headband. Like he's out there. And I didn't realize what his final stat line was. So when I saw, granted, one of like the big chunks, I guess, of his passing yards came on the Breece Hall touchdown. But I mean, he put up 240. He got the, you know, the touchdown to Breece.
He played
and stuff.
Like, Zach played well.
He played about up to his level of what we've seen, and he should have had 7 or 8 more completions without the drop.
He probably should. He probably would have had like closer to 8 to if those would have kept those drives alive, he probably would have scored another touchdown. He probably would have had close to 300 yards. Zach played well against a really good defense, and he had no time, time. I watched a video Daniel Jeremiah did. He's the host of the Move the Sticks podcast with the NFL Network, and he's really good. Really smart guy. I mean, everybody, if you're a football fan, you should know who Daniel Jeremiah is.
Yeah.
And he was like defending him. Dan Orlovsky defending him today, you know, like saying Zach played really well. Like he, so like a lot of big time throws, a lot of the throws were dropped and he had those two monster throws on that last drive. I mean, at a certain point, I think it's time that everybody starts acknowledging he's like an average quarterback right now. He's playing like an average quarterback.
Playing about as well as we can kind of ask him to.
Yeah, and that's all we were asking for last year. We just needed him to play average, and we were a playoff team.
Yeah.
You know, this year, I mean, listen, I know Blake did the breakdown earlier in the chat. But man, the playoff implications, like moving forward, like this game upcoming against the Chargers, and I'm really excited to talk about this game. There's just so many interesting matchups and great storylines, and I'm just very excited for it.
Prime time.
Maybe I'll go. We'll see. I'm off on Mondays.
It's Monday night, not Sunday night, right? Yeah.
So, I mean, are we burying this Giants game? It's over. It's done. Shout out Garrett Wilson, 100 receiving yards.
Shout out Garrett Wilson. And I will say just one thing about Zach again. The fact that, like we were just saying, his past two games have been... I went into this game thinking the Giants defense was, like, good-ish. They're, like, on the verge of being, like...
elite.
Top five. Like, they are a very good defense. And... you know, between Dexter Lawrence, Thibodeau, they have Deontay Banks, who is going to shape up.
I think he's going to shape up. By Garrett Wilson.
Yes, he did. But I think he's going to shape up to end up being a very good cornerback.
Yeah.
So they got some pieces. And I think also...
They just traded Leonard Williams.
They just traded Leonard Williams.
And Leonard, a really good run defender still. And he's not really getting after the quarterback that much.
This is just...
he'll help Seattle.
This is just another case of New York GM just absolutely just fleecing the city of Seattle.
Is it John Schneider still the GM?
Yeah, he's been the GM for like over a decade.
Dude, he's crazy.
I mean, he got not only not just a second round pick, but also like a fifth.
Yeah. Well, they're eating a little bit of his salary, but you know what? Like,
but that's worth it.
They're getting it would have been a third probably. But because they decided to eat the salary, it was a second. It's a smart move by Joe Shane.
Expiring contract. Like, it's not like they're paying any more after this. It is a very, very interesting decision on the part of Seattle. But
yeah.
Going off of that, yeah, he's played back to back very good defenses, Zach. So the Chargers are a soft spot in terms of defenses, as far as passing defenses go. So next week will be another test in a sense, like will he step up to the plate and be able to kind of get something moving and not just rely on short little passes to Breece to score touchdowns. Mm-hmm. That would be nice. So
it's crazy. The Jets, it really, like, looking at the schedule right now, Broncos win looks a lot better now.
Yep.
After they beat the Chiefs, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Eagles win is going to stand the whole season. That's the best win that we'll have all season. Giants, sloppy win, rain. I'm blaming the rain on the sloppiness of it. And I think that this offense is getting incrementally better. That Patriots loss and that Chiefs loss are going to haunt us. Yeah. This team could be 5-1 easily right now with the talent they have on the roster. Like it's frustrating and they're winning ugly, but you know, sometimes teams do that.
Right.
You know, and you got to rely on your playmakers like Breece and Garrett, and man, they showed up for the Jets against the Giants. And now they have a matchup against a team that has a whole lot of playmakers of their own.
Right.
So let's get into this matchup. Because, man, it's going to be awesome. Is there a particular... because they have some awesome pass rushers. The thing that I was going to ask you, is there a particular matchup you're looking forward to? Because I think mine is definitely going to be their defensive line versus our offensive line.
Are you looking forward to that?
It's going to be the... No, not looking forward. I think that's going to be the most important matchup of the whole game. You know, they have Khalil Mack and they have Joey Bosa, but they have like top five worst pass rush win rate as a defensive line as a whole in the whole league. You got Becton and Max Mitchell on the ends. really, really need them to show up this game. Kayvon Thibodeau had his way with Becton, and Becton's let up 6 sacks in 5 games, which isn't great. It's not. And he's played solid. And like, you can't be letting up a sack every week. You can't be doing that. So that, I think, is the, for me, I think that's the biggest matchup I'm looking at right now, because it's super even in a lot of other spots.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's the offensive line struggled yesterday. No doubt about that. I mean, Zach got sacked 4 times, was under pressure what felt like, 75% of the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, you're going up against, this week it was Dexter Lawrence and Thibodeau. Next week it's Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. And they got a couple days to really sort of gel and get together and try to make something happen out of this, slap together offensive line. And we got to hope and pray that, Salah said it in his press conference today that no one's trading offensive linemen, which
what is about like Lyle Collins though?
Right. I think they got to sign somebody, because he's right in the fact that no one's going to trade offensive linemen unless they're bad, which doesn't solve any problems. So they got to go out and they got to sign somebody. You're at your practice squad center. What do you do if he gets hurt? You're wit's end at this point. You got two offensive linemen who were starting at the beginning of the season, Tomlinson and Mekhi Becton. And Becton was technically a backup because of Dwayne Brown. And Dwayne Brown, we saw when he was playing, was terrible because he's old and he's coming off an injury. So
they need Tippmann back really badly. They need
Tippmann back in a really bad way, because McGovern and Schweitzer are now both on IR. McGovern can come back. I don't know if Schweitzer's designation means he's done for the year, but yeah, I mean, they're down 2 centers now. Now they have to go to who came in? Xavier
Newsom. Newman.
Yeah, I mean, they think they said this was just another good highlight, I think, of Zach's growth, kind of as just not a guy on the field, but also off the field, is that he acknowledged that part of the fumble he had the second time around when the new guy came in, that was on him as well, because it was just, they're not together. They're not in sync yet. And that just comes with the territory of not being able to practice with a guy. And he's going to have to be playing center this week too, unless they make another move to decide someone else on the offensive line can play center. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's going to happen. So they most definitely have their, most definitely are going up against it on Monday night. No doubt about that.
Yeah. I mean, McGovern IR, Schweitzer IR, they need Tippmann back. Let me gather myself here. Joe Douglas needs to make a move here. Yeah. Like, he needs to find somebody, something. I mean, obviously it's a lot easier said than done, but man, let me adjust the mic here. Man, it is really important that they add some bodies. And I'm not talking about we just need bodies. Bodies. Just put them out there. Big, like, go to the, I don't know. I don't care. Go to the supermarket.
Right, find the biggest stock boy you can get.
what was the mall that LaGreca was talking about with Evan Neal?
I forget. I
know, like, you're going to the mall in Tarrytown. Yeah. Or not, it wasn't Tarrytown though. I don't think it was. Yeah, man. Oh my god, wait, dude, we need to backtrack.
Okay,
we totally blew past Thomas Morstead.
Oh my god. Oh my god. The legend.
That's totally my fault. Morstead was unbelievable. Set a Jets record. He had 3 punts with it inside the 5. And then he had 5 total inside the 20. I was watching him. He was on McAfee today.
Yep.
He was like, yeah, for a long time I was in New Orleans. We usually punted twice a game. So I didn't get a lot of action, but this is fun. It's like, yeah, we're playing complimentary football. I'm like, punting 15 times isn't complimentary football. But it is, though, when he's pinning them inside the five.
Right.
And giving the defense a chance to pin their ears back and go after the quarterback.
He punted 11 times.
11 times.
That's upsetting.
11 times a punt. It is. But you know what? It was fun watching. He was the best player on the field all day.
Yeah.
For both teams. Like watching him and then watching the Giants punter shank punt after punt, like giving the Jets a short field in overtime. Like, you know, just I'm very, very grateful that we have the special teams that we do.
Right.
You know, Brant Boyer is just the best special teams guy in the league, and we're lucky to have him. You know, shout out Justin Hardy for being the reason, one of the reasons why Thomas Morstead came here, because they played together in New Orleans. But yeah, I just wanted to give Morstead his flowers. He was the team MVP.
Yeah.
I've totally botched that and completely forgot about to mention him. So Thomas, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
We love you.
We love you. Thank you so much for being you and, you know, keeping us.
Great mustache.
He did say, did you hear what he said about the mustache?
No.
He said, well, we had our old white guy with a mustache in the locker room, and then he tore his Achilles 4 plays into the game. So somebody had to take the mantle. It might as well have been him, you know? That made me laugh. Tickets as low as $51. That's pretty cheap for Monday night.
Might as well, but you should check the weather report ahead of time.
Yeah.
Take it under advisement.
Like game time would be clear and 50 degrees. Ooh. Not bad. It's not bad at all.
It's kind of tempting.
Yeah, it is tempting. Oh, man. My buddy's going. I might buy tickets near him. All right. So this matchup is awesome. They're a little banged up. No Mike Williams. Gerald Everett was out last week. Josh Palmer's dealing with a knee injury. I guess defensively they're pretty healthy, which is unfortunate for us.
Yeah.
They're 3-4. They're the Chargers, man. They're weird. They're really weird every single year. Right now, I mean, Eckler was hurt for a while, but he's elite. Justin Herbert can make every throw on the field. Where does he rank among quarterbacks? He's probably the third best. Fourth best quarterback we faced. Is he better this than Hurts?
Than Hurts? No, I would put Hurts above him.
So it would go Mahomes, Josh Allen, Hurts, Herbert, and then probably Russ, and then Dak. Russ is playing well this year.
Russ is kind of cooking. He has better stats than Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes is still the king, but Wilson, yeah, he's not playing bad by any means.
Yeah. All right. So, where was I? Herbert. You know, man, this defense is so good. Nobody scares me. The rest of this, not even the Dolphins. The Dolphins kind of scare me a little bit, but like this defense is so good. They're going to be, the Jets are going to be in every single game. So I saw someone tweeted today, the New York Jets are the equivalent of like a coin flip where they're going to be in every single game and there's going to be a weird play and that's going to decide the game. And so they may win every game rest of the way, or they may lose every game the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Surprise me.
That is kind of true. To be honest, that is the way we sort of felt yesterday at the game, you know, just watching everything unfold. It was just so strange because it was a coin flip. Kind of for both teams at points. Like no
one was so fucking miserable at the end of that game, man.
Oh God. It was,
I mean, I wasn't there. You were wet and miserable. Yeah, it was
wet, cold.
I was ready to like turn the TV off for the rest of the day. I wasn't gonna watch a single minute of football the rest of the day. I ended up watching a whole lot of football because we won. But I was so disgusted. My girlfriend, there's 24 seconds left. He missed the field goal. Or they got the ball back. And they were rushing. They were running down the field, and there was the sack on Zach. They got the ball. And Sarah runs upstairs. She's like, yeah. I don't want to be around him right now. He's just in a bad mood. Like it's not a good scene. Not that I would have like yelled or snapped at her or anything. It's just like, she was like, all right, I'm going to let him simmer.
Give him
like
a space. He just needs to stew for a bit.
And I was stewing. I was really pissed. And like, even during that drive, I was just like stone face. Like, I was just like, what, why are they doing this to me? Why are you, how dare you, Zach Wilson? How dare you like pull me from the depths of hell? Like, you know, missed that. And I'm like,
oh,
serious.
Right.
Like, really? Like, cause I was expecting it. Like, the chat I was having with my friends, I was like, I'm expecting, like, when Zerline was lined up, I'm like, so you guys are going to block this and take it back and win. And he's like, no. My buddy's like, you don't understand, like, how good the Giants are at being, like, at fucking things up and, like, being bad. And it was just like the clash of, like, two fan bases that were so convinced that they were losing that game for the majority of that game. I couldn't bring myself to talk shit.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
it's like the episode of Seinfeld where George's girlfriend breaks up with him by saying, it's not you, it's me.
He's like, what do you mean? I invented
it. Incompetence? Like, I invented your football team crushing you in incompetent, embarrassing fashion. How dare you?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
We have that copyrighted and trademarked. You guys aren't allowed to do that.
That has been the New York Jets' MO for the past 10 years.
I will say, though, it's nice to be on the other side of that.
Yeah. I mean, seeing a team just fall flat on their face like that.
Also, like, we can't lose to the Giants. That would have been so bad. If, like, the fan base, it just would have been miserable this week. Like, my friends are, like, in, a haze right now. They're all Giants fans. They're just, like, our group chat was dead. I was like, what's going on today? Where is everybody? Everyone's just like, I don't want to exist anymore. Like,
just checking
nothing, nothing matters. We're just dust on a tiny speck in the middle of nothing. I'm like, that's literally, I empathize with you because that's how I felt. We traded places. It was like Freaky Friday. Like, like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like, oh, I'm happy and you're sad. That was unexpected. Anyway, let's move back. Let's move. I keep on forgetting stuff I wanted to bring up with the Giants. It keeps on coming back to me. I think Herbert's probably the fifth best quarterback that we faced. But I think this defense is good enough, man. I think that this defense, Sauce on Keenan Allen's going to be a lot of fun. I think that you're going to have Breece Hall against Derwin James is going to be a fun matchup.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of really interest. And I really want to see Mekhi Becton show out in this game. Like, we need to see a big time rebound from him. I don't know, man. Would you pick up his option right now?
No.
Yeah, neither would I.
I mean, he's just struggles in the pass blocking. He's lost obviously a lot of weight. He's gotten a little quicker, but these guys, these edge rushers, they're just lightning quick. And offensive linemen don't need to, they can't keep up with them. They're naturally bigger than these edge rushers. But they gotta at least be able to maintain somewhat of a pace with them. And Becton's always struggled with that. His strength has always been run blocking because he's a big guy. He can run through a guy if he's just like standing in front of him, and a running back can kind of follow him in that regard. But trying to keep up with guys coming around the edge has always been a struggle for him. And that's going to be a huge test for him on Monday when he's trying to block Khalil Mack, or he's trying to block Bosa.
What's nice, Khalil's not exactly a speed guy, and Joey's not. He's more strength, I feel like, also.
You think?
Than speed. He's definitely fast, Joey Bosa. Like, both Bosas are fast, but they're also gigantic. They're both really strong, like power rushers also. So, I mean, they can do both finesse and power.
Right.
Khalil, though, I'm hoping that he gets matched up more with Khalil because I feel like he's
better suited for that.
He's better suited for that. We're going to need, this game. We need good weather here because as we saw last week, or yeah, I guess 2 days ago now, man, Zach Wilson cannot throw in the rain. And I think this is like a trend now at this point.
Right.
He can't. As long as the weather is nice, I expect the Jets to be able to move the ball, especially against this defense that just isn't that great. Like, I can't name a single linebacker on their team. Let's see. I actually want to look at their depth chart and see who they have these days.
I think that Garrett Wilson should be able to turn, like, to have a big game if Zach is able to just move the ball and get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see no reason why Garrett Wilson can't have a good game. And it sucks that the touchdowns aren't coming for him, because he had back to back week one, week two. He only has two touchdowns this season, and it was week one and week two, and he's been, you know, blanked every game since. And a lot of that is just uncertainty with the QB. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would love to see him get a touchdown on Sunday. I'd love to see it just get it, you know, because for Zach's sake too, get him some more touchdowns. I think the big thing with Zach right now, and his biggest struggle at the moment, is fumbles. He's like committing interceptions for dropping, like fumbles. And he's fumbled the ball, whether or not it's been recovered by the defense or not, he's fumbled the ball a bunch of times the past few weeks. And it's been a big issue. He fumbled the ball twice yesterday, and we're lucky that the Giants offense was as incompetent as it was, and that they both didn't turn into touchdowns.
Herbert will make you pay if you do that.
Herbert will make, or the Chargers offense will make you pay if you give him the ball. And he's got to keep a lid on that. And he knows that. He's not, the coaches are showing him that too. And I mean, he knows that as soon as he walks off the field.
Right.
So it's something he's really just got to clean up. And I like, big thing that I saw was, you know, when the Jets post on their social after they win, they usually always post a short segment of Salah's victory speech in the locker room. And he didn't skirt around it from what they post. And even what they posted, he didn't skirt around, like, you know, usually it's something like, you know, so proud of like how we played, how we showed out, blah, 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 like perseverance. And there was some of that, but also he mentioned, he's like, there's a lot we need to clean up. Like, there's,
yeah, we had 9 penalties or whatever, 8 right. penalties for like 90 yards.
Yeah, and I was just glad to see that more than anything. It was like, I'm sure we saw it in Hard Knocks. We saw that he wasn't afraid to call out the offensive line.
Yeah.
In that one segment on Hard Knocks. And so we know that he's able, that he does that behind the scenes, and they don't post that on the social. But even just seeing that tiny little thing is, you know, encouraging. And you right. know, he's not just letting some of these things slide and just being like, yeah, you know, he's never going to go out and ream a player out in a press conference. At least not like directly, you know, he's not going to go out there.
He hasn't to this point. So I'm not expecting
this point. So. Yeah. I would never expect him to go up there. If Zach has like another New England Patriots from last season game and just be like, yeah, Zach Wilson stunk. He was terrible today. Or, our offensive line was garbage today. I don't expect them to ever do that publicly. I'm honestly surprised they let that into Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
But it is something.
They were like, you know what? Like, you got to give us something.
You got to give us a little nugget. You can't just make it seem like Salah's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah. Oh. By the way, Eric Kendricks and Kenneth Murray Jr. Are their linebackers. Technically, they run a 3-4. So Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack are linebackers also for them. Oh. But they play a lot more as down linemen.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And then Tuli Tuipulotu, he's having a good season also. I've seen his name around. Mm-hmm. He's a weak side linebacker with Joey Bosa. So he's a pass rusher as well. He's been playing well. You know, there's a ton of talent on their defense, man. Asante Samuel Jr. isn't bad. Derwin James is awesome, as we know. Mm-hmm. Like Michael Davis is whatever. Jasir Taylor is not anything special. Jalen Hawkins, Alohi Gilman. You know, Zach Wilson should be able to, you know, if he gets a little bit of time, he should be able to get some stuff moving against these guys. But I think that you need to stick with the script, right? You got to run the ball, right? And use Breece Hall, play action. I'm hopeful that that's what they'll do. Another matchup I wanted to bring up, Rashawn Slater versus Bryce Huff. Mm-hmm. Bryce Huff, they threw, so I think against the Giants, they draft back 12 times, 13 times total.
I mean, they let Tommy DeVito had like two pass attempts. By the way, okay, that's one more thing. I need to just address any and all Giants fans out there that said that the Jets were like a minute away from losing to Tommy DeVito. No, the Jets were like a minute away from losing to Saquon Barkley. Can we just be honest with you, with the guys?
And they even
like, it wasn't, Saquon ran the ball like 30 times.
Yeah, Saquon averaged 3.6 yards a carry. It's not like he played, like he had that 34-yard run and he had a bunch of good runs, but like they handed the ball to him 36 times. Poor guy. They ran it 52 times.
He must be like, just DeVito dropped 1,000 bruises.
DeVito dropped back 7 times. Tyrod dropped back 7 times on 4 of those 14 dropbacks. Bryce Huff got pressure. So 30%. I think that's, let's see, what was it? 5 or 14? 4 to 14. 28%. No, so it was, must have been 5. What was it? No, it was 4. 4%. So like, yeah, they're almost 30%.
For sure.
Yeah, it was impressive. You know, I need this. I want to, obviously, like, we need to pay him. And I saw someone else got paid this week, and I saw someone like,
Rashawn Gary, I think.
Rashawn Gary got paid. Someone's like, bags going up.
Yeah. Price of the bricks going up every week. Going up. And now you got, Jermaine Johnson had 2 sacks yesterday.
Yeah. So like, our pass rush against, you know, the rest of their line's pretty bad. Zion Johnson, Will Clapp, Jamari Saylor, and Trey Kipkins. No one's like, you know, I'm not writing home about any of them, but Rashawn Slater is a stud. but the Jets pass rush is ferocious. So
yeah, and then
they're gonna continue to rush 4 and get pressure and, you know, drop coverage. And I'm expecting this to be a disgusting game. I'm expecting it to be like just the stupidest game ever.
I mean, it'll be hard to top that game, John, in terms of like,
I know, but no, that was more disgusting though. this feels like Bob Sala and Brandon Staley making just ridiculous decisions throughout the game. Because yesterday, I mean, listen, I'm like not sold on Robert Sala at all right now.
Yeah,
he's made some questionable decisions
for sure
all throughout the season. I don't know. He's too conservative sometimes. He's too aggressive other times. He's very lucky that they won. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I mean,
people will be calling for his head today if they lost, for sure.
Yeah, like people are calling for Brian Dable's head.
Yeah,
guy just won Coach of the Year, yeah. And some Giants fans want him fired. Grant, I mean, they're
all pro left tackles out. Their quarterback's out. You know.
Granted, their quarterback, you know, isn't any good, but. Yeah. Anymore, but at the same time, hey, people
forget that first drive against the Cowboys.
That's right. yeah, I mean, it's just proves a temperamental, you know. I actually discovered this YouTube channel. It's New York Jokes, I think, is what the YouTube channel is called, and it's literally just highlights from each Jet game, but it's a father and son doing basically commentary on it. So think like DVD commentary for a movie, and that's literally what it is. And it's hysterical to listen to these two go at it. It'll be like, you know, something bad will happen. Like yesterday, it was like a Garrett Wilson drop or something like that, and be like, "Oh man, Garrett Wilson, you fucking suck." And like, but then the other one will be like, "No, he doesn't, dude. Shut up." And he's like, "I know he doesn't." It's just these like off the cuff remarks going back and forth, and it's just like. The epitome of watching a Jet game with another Jet fan.
It's like the skit from SNL with Timothy Chalamet and Pete Davidson. they play the Jets fans.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That's the best. They're so good. yeah. So, there's just so many juicy storyline matchups in this game.
Yeah,
I'm really excited. You know, I'm also excited for. Not having to deal with any bullshit on Sunday. Just getting to sit down and watch Red Zone.
Yeah. It is nice. It is nice. And sure, the whole eyes of the whole country are on you, you know, in prime time. And then they're back-to-back prime time games. So, you know, all eyes are on the country for them 2 weeks in a row. But Monday Night Football is kind of nice. You know, sure, you have to maybe sweat it out when you're at work that day. But you know, you just enjoy your Sunday. You cook yourself a nice meal. Because there's nothing worse than when you're trying to cook dinner and the Jets are playing like a 4 o'clock game. And you're like, you're trying to do everything at the same time when the Jets are like doing something stupid. You're like trying to like look over at the TV screen. But there's nothing worse than that.
I'm looking forward to just a nice peaceful Monday.
Yeah.
I'm off. I'm just going to be hanging out, maybe go on a walk by the water a little bit, go to the park, hang out, get some steps in.
There you go.
And then pray that something terrible doesn't happen on Monday Night Football again. You know,
it's all you need. I mean, and they're home. So let's hope they'll do the whole light show.
Yeah.
Again, which is cool. Are they doing the throwbacks again for Monday night?
I hope so. They haven't announced the jerseys yet.
Yeah. I want to see them.
What do you all announce the jersey this week?
Yeah. I want to see the white and black pants again.
No, I want to see the throwback. I love
that. No, but I mean, I want to see them at some point.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They were the uniforms they went on the winning streak with last year. Like they wore them for all five games or something, four or five games.
Yeah, dude.
I want to see them.
Listen, 5-game winning streak is not out of the cards right now.
Oh, I mean, it can beat the Chargers.
Now, one at a time. We got to win one game at a time. We have four straight games coming up, all on national television. You got ABC on Monday Night Football. Then you get Sunday Night Football against the Raiders and at the Bills at 4:25 on CBS. And that'll definitely have Nance and Romo.
Yeah.
Then Black Friday game on Amazon against Dolphins. And then it's just 1 o'clockers the rest of the way until that Thursday Night Football game against the Browns. That game is going to be such a shit show. We're going to get to that much later in the season. Don't worry.
They're playing at the Browns again?
Yeah.
Terrible. I hate going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
No, it's
I hope we just dismantle Deshaun Watson.
Or whoever the fuck is playing quarterback. But if it's Deshaun Watson, I hope like Jermaine Johnson goes in and like, or Bryce Huff like goes in there and rips his head off.
Yeah.
For a multitude of reasons. And I think
everybody's on board with
that. I think everybody's on board with that. So.
All right. Anything else? Am I forgetting anything about this matchup?
I think the big thing is Jets definitely need to have a better run game than they did on Sunday.
Yeah.
Zach had the most rushing yards.
Absolutely.
And I think it goes back and forth with what, you know, the weather was kind of allowing them to do. And, you know, the Giants defense was stopping Brees practically every play that he was like, they had like a few runs for like 7-8 yards. But for most of the time, Brees wasn't getting off the line of scrimmage. So the Giants were just doing a phenomenal job at that. And it goes to, you know, just goes to show how good their defense is becoming. Like we talked about before, but it's gotta be better against the Chargers. It just obviously makes the game so much easier for Zach and it opens it up, you know, in a multitude of ways for him. You know, we want to see the play action and everything, and you can't really set that up without a good rushing attack. And I also want to see, because we saw how successful he was on that 24-second drive. So
up tempo. Yep.
Run a little no huddle, you know? Like do it like just catch him off guard. Run a little no huddle or something. Just keep it moving quick. Zach obviously can do it. And he's been successful at it. And if the Chargers,
he said it after the game, he said, we've been running up tempo all like we've been money in the 2 minute all season. I mean, 24 seconds, no problem. You know?
Yeah. And he's not just playing that up. He's right. Like there's no reason why, you know, and if the Chargers passing defense is struggling as much as I think it is, that could really be a winning strategy in many ways. So think about it, Nathaniel Hackett. Because you had a pretty shitty game on Sunday. So
Yeah. So much for the self-scout. Dude.
Third and one, and he's running like 5 wide.
That was crazy. I will say our absolute boy, Quincy Enunwa, defended that play call.
Quincy, why?
With video evidence.
Did he?
This is like a play that they scouted and they knew that they had, and the ball probably like slipped out or something. But
yeah.
He's like, we ran this week 5 against the Patriots in 2015 and it worked. And I was the guy who caught the ball or something. I don't know.
I'm sorry, but that was 8 years ago. Did you see the video from the SNY guys?
Yeah.
Them watching the final
shit. Yeah, Willie Colon losing his mind.
There's them like censoring it out.
It's so good.
Oh, he's like, oh, I missed it. No, we made it. And then like the camera guy or one of the producers is like, oh guys, we're going on the air. Get your seats.
Yeah. Willie's like whole like suit is like all undone.
But they opened up and Bart Scott and Willie's ties are just completely undone. Like,
yeah.
Connor Rogers is like the only one who even looks remotely put together.
Steve Gell's so fired up when they tied the game or got the spike down and everything. Like he like let out like a yeah. Like,
I don't understand why are they all watching it. Like maybe it's because they have to be at their desk, but it's like they're all watching like their phones or their iPads.
No. They're watching. So in the desk, there are screens. Okay. And they're watching there. So they all have their own seat and they're all watching there.
It's just hilarious watching them all like standing over the desk.
Yeah.
Like trying to figure it out.
That was good. And then little Johnny got his ice cream too, which was good.
Little Johnny got his ice cream.
All right. Game pick. What's the final score? Who wins?
I think the Jets win. I'll say 20-14.
I'm going to go Jets win 28-24.
Okay.
Defensive touchdown in there. It'll be a weird game. Brandon Staley's going to go for two at some point. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. He's going to go for fourth and short. Yeah. Really weird time.
Yeah, it'll be on their own 38. Be like, the math.
Let me do it. Let me do it.
Oh my God. All right. Yeah, we need this one bad, dude. This would be a season defining win. Get the 5-3, people start taking you seriously.
Yeah. The Eagles win wasn't just a fluke.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, this defense is the real deal. And let's 129 points a lot. Let's see. Is that the least? No, definitely
no.
That's allowed. The Ravens look 121.
Oh my God, Boomer Esiason just replied to me on Twitter.
No way.
Because I responded. He tweeted last night.
I saw him placing the
ball, and how. So on that final drive, for context, people who aren't aware, when they were going down the field and they needed that last second spike, the rule is that. The player isn't the one who sets the ball. The ref has to set the ball. There's the video of the Jets center getting up there, putting the ball down, the ref coming up and touching it, which signifies, per the rules, as far as I'm concerned, or as far as I know, Dean Blandino, Gene Steratore, please correct me if I'm wrong here, that qualifies as a set, and the Jets snapped the ball and spiked it. So Boomer Esiason said the center actually spots the ball before the spike, not the official. The spike play shouldn't have happened. Game should have been over. So he thinks the game should have been over. I posted before. I've said I've never taken Boomer as an anti-Jets guy, but this is a very weird tweet considering you can see the ref come up and set the ball before the snap. And Boomer says,
it's in 4K. Hey, hold on. It's in 4K.
It's in 4K. And he said, hey, Connor, spelled my name wrong. I'm not an anti-Jets guy, as you say. I picked them to beat the Giants. So I guess I hate the Giants and the Jets. I mean, no, but it just feels weird that he said that and is kind of sticking by it. Like, yeah. There's the video there.
Absolutely. You know? He's like, he shouldn't be doubling down this much. He was wrong. And that's right. The end of it.
He got community noted on Twitter.
He did get community noted. He got noted.
Community noted. Like NFL operations linked is right there.
I love that so much.
Sorry, Boomer. I don't mean to disagree with you. I do like you. But, you know, it's like you and Gio are pretty much the only kind of show worth, I guess, listening to on WFAN anymore. But, you know, I'm sorry, Boomer, but I had to state my case.
Love it. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us here. God, that Giants-Jets game was so disgusting. So bad. So bad. I'm glad you had fun, though. I'm glad that you got to see the win. I'm a game time decision for Monday night. We'll see. We'll see if I end up down. Where can they find you on social media, my friend?
They can find me at Connor, Conor, _Sheeran, Sheeran. Come follow me and watch me
beg Elon for
get into it
one underscore.
Yeah, beg Elon
for no underscores.
I'll buy the blue check mark, Elon. Come on, just give me my name. Give me my name, dude.
You guys can follow me at Jesse Finver, one word. I'm just cool enough to have my name as one word. Like, Connor, sorry. Not to brag or anything, but, you know, I got the one word name. But I lost my check mark doing that, which sucked.
Oh, no. You lost your check mark? Yeah. You had to pay for it?
No. I never paid for a check mark. I was regularly verified.
Stay rogue.
That's
no blue
right.
check marks anymore.
All right. Go Jets. 4-3. Let's get to 5-3. Let's beat the Chargers. The Chargers. Final thoughts?
Go Jets.
Go Jets. Peace.